Good morning and welcome to the Local Foods, Local Places radio show on KRZA 88.7 FM, connecting cultures along the Upper Rio Grande. My name is Abe Rosenberg, and I am the program director for Local Foods, Local Places at the San Luis Valley Local Foods Coalition. And today I have with me Elizabeth Sumner to talk a little bit about local food and the local economy and how we do some of the marketing around that. Thanks so much for being with me today, Elizabeth.
Thank you so much for having me, Abe. Visit Alamosa is always so excited to talk about how we can connect to our local economy and, of course, to local foods. So I'm excited to be here.
Right on, right on. Well, before we dive into that, would you mind just sharing a little bit about yourself, you know, where you came from and the position that you're in now and kind of what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So I grew up here in the valley on a potato farm, actually, and came to the very big city of Alamosa and have been working with Visit Alamosa for about 5 years now. I'm the sales and events manager there, which encompasses all sorts of fun different things. I work with different local organizations through a grant program that we do and connect nonprofit organizations to some funding to market their events and their different projects that they have. I work with the media when they want to come and check out the Great Sand Dunes National Park and market that out to people all over the world. And I organize a couple of events myself and just kind of have it. The most fun job ever. Events are so fun.
Definitely, definitely. And I know that we've done some events with you, and there's so many more. So would you mind just like sharing a few of the events that y'all partner with around the San Luis Valley?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Marketing District Grant is funding available through the Local Marketing District Board, and it is available to nonprofit organizations planning events or, like I said, marketing projects in Alamosa County. And so some of the things that we've helped to fund over the years include bigger festivals like Early Iron or Summerfest on the Rio, but we've also helped support Society Hall, Rio Frio Ice Fest, some different beer festivals, and the Farmers Market, and the local Harvest Festival, and of course the Moki Mobile Kitchen. So it really just kind of spans across all different sorts of interests that we're able to support. In 2019, we dispersed $61,000 for the grant program to different organizations to support their events.
Wow, that's really awesome. I know that y'all have also been involved in the Local Foods, Local Places stakeholder group for a long time. And so you've been kind of involved in getting information from our organization and all of the different events around the San Luis Valley. And I just wanted to say thank you, really, for being a part of it. Local Foods, Local Places has this stakeholder meeting about once a month. And we bring together all kinds of different partners to talk about how we can work on community development and how we can connect different areas of our community. And so Local Foods, Local Places is really a facilitator for connecting all kinds of different people around not just local food, but also outdoor recreation and there's art and music involved as well. The city of Alamosa is involved, so we've got municipality involvement. Sometimes we've got county commissioners who come. And so it's really this cool thing that is starting to now even expand outward. And we're starting to connect with other local food networks and communities throughout Southwest Colorado. And so I just wanted to see kind of what your thoughts were on how do we bring in everyone from the San Luis Valley and everything into something that maybe sounds like it's just Alamosa-centric? I kind of see Alamosa as the gateway to the San Luis Valley, and I've heard it being called the Gateway to the Sand Dunes. And I just would love to hear your perspective on that.
I think it's one of those things that it's, like you just said, you involve us and we appreciate that so much. We, as a tourism marketing organization, really are looking for those touch points. We are looking to see, well, how can visitors connect and how can visitors, touch the local food, local places movement here. And I think that applies, across all counties, across everything, because if a visitor can access it, that means everybody can access it. So I love seeing things like farmers markets, things like the local, the mobile kitchen and the Rio Grande Farm Park. Like, all of those things are so easily accessible to anyone, to visitors, but also across the entire community. And I love that you guys are bringing everybody kind of together on this and expanding that network. And I think that's it. I think that's how we do it. Just keep bringing everybody to the table. And so we're so grateful to be a part of that, and we appreciate that.
Awesome. And we're grateful to have your support and your involvement. It's been a really great ride. And when we talk about economy and local economy, a lot of the time we're putting a lot of energy into local families and community members spending their money locally because it keeps money within the community. But a really important aspect of this is also talking about visitors and tourism. And that's kind of where you come in and how you're working on to make the local activities and events accessible to everyone. But let's talk a little bit just about economy and how tourism really supports the local economy as well.
Absolutely. With the national park so close by, we're really fortunate in the fact that we are a tourism destination, and it definitely has an impact. And, in 2018, tourism generated $46 million in traveler spending, in $1.9 million in local tax revenue. So it touches over 400 jobs, and the return on the investment is just, it's impactful. And visitors come and they spend money and then they go home. So it's a really clean way to get money into the economy. They're coming, they're spending money, and then they're leaving. So again, we do like to know where those connection points are and what we do have to offer. And that's one of the things I spend a lot of time doing with my job is what is there for the visitor to experience once they're here. A lot of people do come to see the sand dunes, but then there's this huge valley full of all kinds of different outdoor recreation and the local foods and different attractions and scenic wonders. And it's really just, there's so much here. And growing up here, I know I take a lot of that for granted. I tend to, well, of course Zapata Falls is fun. It's something to do on the weekend, but looking at that through a visitor's lens it's amazing. It's this great hidden little waterfall, and it's fantastic. And we have things like that all throughout the valley, and that's something that we work to promote alongside, of course, the sand dunes or like the Gator Farm, but all of the things with hot springs and trails and mountain biking and all of these different food options, which is another, I love this too. I love that there are so many restaurants that offer locally sourced menu items. That's such a great way for anybody, visitors in particular, to connect with the local food scene. We live in an agricultural valley. And so, for visitors to get to experience that, or for anybody to get to experience that, sitting down at the local brewery is pretty cool. So that's exciting.
Yeah, definitely. And let's talk a little bit about the concept of agritourism, because we were talking a little bit about the farmers market and the Moki and the Rio Grande Farm Park, which all have kind of this sense of agritourism in the sense that we want to share those What we're calling it is a taste of place, right? So we want to share the food that is being grown here and also give people inspiration in ways that they can try that food. And I just wanted to, you know, see if from your perspective, you're seeing a lot of need for more connectivity between the visitors who are coming in here and some of these agritourism hotspots.
Yeah, absolutely. I think agritourism is something that there's tons of interest in. It's definitely intriguing, I think, to travelers. And, you know, again, coming to a place with such a big agriculture base, they tend to have expectations about that. And so, you know, agritourism can mean a lot of different things. And I think that sometimes they, you know, people might expect this entire farm experience or being able to stay in a place where, you know, the food is grown or ranching is happening. And that's not always the case. I'm sorry, what did you call it? Say it again.
The taste of place.
Taste of place. Yeah. I love that because that is such a perfect way for visitors to interact with, you know, with agritourism in a way that is visitor ready. Not all farms are visitor ready or even willing. So to have a touch point between a visitor and the agriculture that we have here is just phenomenal. I love that taste of place. That's great.
right on. And let's talk again about the Alamosa Local Marketing District Grant, because this helps local events and different activities get some support for marketing. And so some of the things that you all have supported with us is the Local Harvest Festival, which we're planning to do again this coming year, and also the farmers market and the mobile kitchen. And if you don't know, the mobile kitchen or Moki is essentially a food truck that we take to the farmers market and prepare food with local ingredients. And that's happening here in downtown Alamosa on Saturdays throughout the summertime. And then we also have the Rio Grande Farm Park, which is actually the site where we have had the Local Harvest Festival for several years past. And this is just a phenomenal opportunity for anyone who's doing this type of thing in the area. And so I would love to just, you know, because there's still time to apply if you want to, you know, get your application in. Would you mind just sharing a little bit about that process and what type of things that you all are looking for?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you mentioned, the grant has supported several different organizations and programs, a lot of events over the years. The full guidelines and requirements and all of the information somebody would need can be found at alamosa.org about the CVB industry partners. There's on the footer about the CVB. All the information for the grant is on there. The deadline is March 31st, but really the grant aims to support nonprofit organizations in their marketing efforts. So if you've got an event or an idea for a marketing project and you're a nonprofit and it needs to relate to tourism or events or arts and culture. So there's not a lot that doesn't cover, and it really is a good way to, so many things have such a great idea or it's a great event, and our grant aims to help get that word out, help market that event or that project. So that's kind of the bare bones of it. Like I said, the information is available online. It can also be contacted directly at events@alamosa.org if anybody has direct questions, and be happy to walk through some more information with folks.
That's fantastic. And I know, speaking from the nonprofit sector perspective, that there's really not a ton of grant opportunities for marketing. relatively speaking. There's lots of opportunities to help with, you know, finding salary and they call them capital projects where you're going to build something or do something like that. But marketing is actually kind of a little bit more of a tricky one to find funding for. And when you're a nonprofit, sometimes that's what you need the most. You know, there's so many nonprofits who are doing such amazing work, but really the difficult thing is getting people to know what's happening and what's going on. And so I just want to say how much I really appreciate what you all do, because it makes a huge difference for the work that we do as well.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Now let's talk a little bit about some things that are in the works and some ideas that we've been discussing and starting to initiate and put into action this year that is coming out of some of these partnerships through Local Foods, Local Places. And the first one I want to talk about is the Why Local, How Local campaign. And so the Why Local, How Local campaign is essentially something that is designed to help inspire and educate people to learn about why local is important, why the local food is important, and how to access it. And so this has, so far we've got one infographic that's out right now, and it kind of goes in alignment with our mission. So we've got, you know, why is local food important to the people? Why is local food important to the economy and the ecosystem? And the community as well. So there's four panels here, and just so you know, our mission is to foster an equitable local food system that restores the health of the people, community, economy, and ecosystem. And so to start off, that's kind of why we broke it down, so it aligns with our mission. And then it also goes in to talk about how you can access local food. And so we talk a little bit about how there's local food all around us. So Mother Nature provides, so to speak, where we have all kinds of people in our community who take advantage of this by accessing nature's bounty, you know, going and foraging for food in the mountains. We've got people who collect piñon, go mushroom hunting and fishing. These are all ways that you can access local food in a very healthy way. And in a very affordable way. So we also talk a little bit about community supported agriculture, or CSAs. And so that's another way that people can access local food in an affordable way. There's a CSA through the Valley Roots Food Hub. If anyone's interested in checking that out, you can just Google the Valley Roots Food Hub to get more information. And then we also talk about the farmers markets. And this is one where we've got a lot of intersect, because the farmers market is an event that happens throughout the summer, one that we're always trying to promote and get more people to, and it's one that a lot of visitors come and check out as well as locals. So this is the beginning of our Why Local, How Local campaign, and it's going to continue and align with all kinds of different projects that are moving forward here at the Local Foods Coalition, including this next piece, which we're hoping to partner more with you on, Elizabeth, called the Green Plate Special. And so I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Essentially, the Green Plate Special is going to be a project where we're partnering with local restaurant owners and offering them some support to have marketing materials that will advertise a special on their menu that is using local ingredients. And so what are your thoughts on this and how it might develop into something that would be exciting for locals and for visitors?
Oh, well, what a great connection piece. I'm so excited about this. I think it can be such a great way to, and I know we keep saying marketing, but let people know what you guys do and how they can connect with it. And then on top of that, how great for the restaurants that partner. They get to have this whole conversation around local foods and something to talk about with the people that are coming in to their establishments. I think it's such a great such a great project. I'm so excited for it. I think it's one of those things that we talk about visitor readiness when people want to experience something locally. Agritourism is, you know, we kind of said that word earlier. This is such a great way for visitors and community members to connect with local foods. We know that the farmers market is there, and it's awesome, and it's so much fun. It is seasonal, and it is, you know, within certain hours. And so if you can't make it to that, you can still experience local food through your favorite restaurant. And I think that's so exciting. It makes it so accessible for everybody. So I'm really looking forward to that. I think it's going to be a really great project, and I do hope to work with you guys on that through our office.
Awesome. Awesome. So yeah, keep an eye out for information coming out on the Why Local, How Local campaign and the Green Plate special. And now let's talk a little bit about some other exciting things that are going on with you and your work. I know there's something coming up next month with the We Love Our National Parks campaign. Would you mind sharing a little bit about that?
Sure. So National Park Week is in April. It takes place every year. It's a presidentially proclaimed week. And we were looking at that and how are we going to celebrate that and what are we going to talk about? And we decided just to go all in and celebrate the Great Sand Dunes National Park and Preserve all month. We think it's a good month for it. Again, National Park Week is April 17th through 25th, so there's already going to be a lot of fun things going on at the sand dunes. There's a fee-free day to kick the week off. They're going to roll out some Bark Ranger programming, which is a program around pets and public lands and how to do that in a responsible, safe, and fun way. So we're really excited about that. Like I said, we really wanted to celebrate all month long. So what we did is Visit Alamosa is distributing 500 gift vouchers through our lodging partners to give to visitors while they're visiting during April to spend locally. So those gift vouchers will be good at 47 different participating businesses. We've invited restaurants, retail, and attractions in Alamosa to all participate in this program, and 47 will be accepting those vouchers from our travelers. We actually had the City of Alamosa and San Luis Valley Federal Bank and Alamosa County all contributed to that program as well. So there will now be 700 vouchers being dispersed through our lodging partners that will then flow into our local economy. So we're really excited about that. The whole rally point and what we'll be telling our visitors getting these vouchers is, we just really love our national park and we hope you have fun while you're here. And here's a list of all the fun places you can spend your voucher. So we hope to really kind of generate excitement with that. We'll have all the businesses participating. We'll be displaying We Love Our National Park messages. We'll have some flags downtown. We'll have some posters that people can say why they love the national park, why they love the sand dunes. And of course, we're working closely with the Great Sand Dunes National Park to promote all of the programming that they have going on all week and all month. They've got programming going on for the Dark Skies, which the International Dark Sky Week is also in April. So they've got some things with that. And then at the Welcome Center in Alamosa, we'll have kind of a Sand Dunes Saturday series. So the 3rd, the 10th, the 17th will be at the Sand Dunes, but then back at the Welcome Center on April 24th for just fun and games and a chance to win swag and just really learn more about the national park and preserve and tell us why you love it, because we know why we love it.
Well, since we've grown up in the San Luis Valley, I don't know how many times I've been to the sand dunes, but I know, you know, I can think of some of the first times and how impactful they were. And throughout my whole life, I feel like returning there, it's become this really nostalgic thing for me anyways. And I'd love to hear a story from you, if you would be willing to share, you know, maybe the first time you went to the sand dunes, or something that comes to mind about, you know, a really enjoyable experience when you got to go there.
Sure. Well, like you, I've been going to the sand dunes as long as I can remember. And playing in the creek was always my favorite growing up. I do remember going on with a field trip once and getting, you know, the usual lecture from the teacher. Everybody needs to stay together and have your buddy and all of the rules. And then they stressed you cannot take sand with you. It's a federally protected place. You cannot take the sand with you. Do not take the sand. And I remember getting home and my lunchbox was just, it was full of sand. It was full of sand. And I was so worried that the rangers were going to come for me. And then that I was in so much trouble because I took the sand. I returned it to my teacher. I don't know that she returned it to the sand dunes. But I know that Fred Bunch, one of the rangers at the sand dunes, and who's also on our board, tells a story of a visitor sending back sand that they also found in their belongings after returning home. And that's... I'm so charmed by that. I never returned my sand, but somebody did, and I think that's so great.
That's hilarious. I love that story. The main thing I remember about accidentally stealing sand from the sand dunes is, like, we would always love to climb up to, you know, the tallest dune or the tallest one nearby, at least.
Sure.
Because sometimes hitting the star dune, which is the tallest one technically, can be a whole day endeavor. But anyhow, you find a really steep one, and then we would roll down. And so then by the time we get home, our ears and our hair and our pockets and everything is just...
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, the sandboarding is relatively new. I feel like we probably are not the only locals who rolling down the dunes is one of the favorite things, one of the reasons we love the dunes. That's fantastic. I love it. You know, in saying that, and it's, on a more serious note, I did love to play in the creek as a kid, and I enjoy the sand dunes for what they are, but I do tend to not get that same awe-inspiring, you know, look unless I go with someone who hasn't seen them before. And that is a cool moment. That is a really neat moment to arrive at the Great Sand Dunes with travelers or with visitors or with somebody, family, friends, who have not been and they haven't seen it. And they always say the same thing. Oh, we saw it from the highway and it just looked like sand. But oh my gosh, wow, it's impressive. And so I encourage anybody that maybe goes every summer to look at it as if you've never seen them before, because it really is incredible. They really are amazing. It's such an unexpected natural wonder, and it's in our backyard, so we're so lucky.
Totally. I can definitely agree with that. I remember taking a couple who was visiting from France one time, and we did rent some sandboards from Christy Mountain Sports, and it was a phenomenal experience. It was actually my first time doing sandboarding too, even though I live here. That was my first time actually renting one and trying it out, and it was a real blast as well. So yeah, bring a friend, invite people to come check it out. We love our national parks. And is there a particular website or link that people can go to check out information on that?
Yeah, absolutely. For all the information, check out alamosa.org/love.
Awesome. That's beautiful. So outdoor recreation, art and culture, this is all connected to local food. We want to support our local food, our local economy, our community. And so that's how we have this intersect and these partnerships that are coming up. I hope you've enjoyed our show today. Thank you so much, Elizabeth, for being with me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
It was a pleasure talking with you. And for those of you listening, you are listening to the Local Foods, Local Places radio program on KRZA 88.7 FM, connecting cultures along the Upper Rio Grande. Hope you have a wonderful day. I'm not a
by my side. I'll be your wing.